MME, right? So here I had the opportunity to interview two students who are working part-time. Let's see what their experience are as a student working part-time in Canada, as well as managing their assignments. Let's start with Shivani.
Hi, my name is Shivani and I'm currently a student at TRU. I believe that the stress of having part-time work during your student life depends upon your experiences which you have previously and the strength in your body. Like, there are some people who can manage to work and pull out a lot of work. However, there are some people who cannot. So those who have previous work experience, they know that how to manage their timing. However, the newbies, those who have recently graduated from their high school, find this a little bit difficult to manage their full-time status as a student and working 20 hours and being punctual and adhering all those guidelines.
Okay, Shivani, so how do you manage your work life?
Since I have previous work experience, so I knew that how it looks like. I have work from home, so it is pretty easy for me that I don't have to go out and I follow the same schedule every single day. So it is pretty much manageable. I believe those who have different schedule every week find it a little bit difficult.
So are you enjoying your work life in Canada as well as like studying in Canada?
In my opinion, yes. However, I believe that having on-site work would have given me a different experience than working from home.
Okay, thank you so much, Shivani, for being with us today.
Thank you.
We have Tej over here.
I am Tej. I'm currently pursuing post-bac in human resources from TRU.
So Tej, it is fair to assume that you are a part-time worker at Canada, right?
Yeah, I am. I actually work for Paladin in Royal Inn Hospital as a security guard, and like I usually do graveyard shifts.
So do you feel that it is stressful for you? How do you manage your assignments and every deadline?
I mean, it gets very stressful at times because you have so many assignments to do, so many midterms or finals to catch up with. But it's okay. I mean, it is stressful. But then again, if you have a completely like set up or scheduled work or appointment or anything like that, like you have a weekly planner, that way you're just sorted for almost everything. I mean, if you have set everything according to a plan, I mean, then everything's okay.
So Tej, what positive side do you see in yourself as a part-time worker?
I mean, one of the best things about this working part-time is that as a student who's been back home in India, you're kind of like sheltered from all the things that life brings forward against you. I mean, like deadlines, paying your rent or anything like that. But doing something like this kind of gives you a sense of responsibility towards you. You're responsible for your own food, your own house, your own life. So that kind of gets you ready for, you know, like all the obstacles in future. So I think it's a very good thing and everyone should once in a while do it. Be a part-time worker. Realize that how important these things are.
Thank you, Tej, for being with us today.